onto Suncorp Stadium. We'll update the scores on that one. In the meantime, Pilot Medical Update. Men, level up your health with Pilot. Head to pilot.com.au. Brian Seney, the NRL physio, joins us each and every Sunday night. G'day, Brian.
How you going, guys?
Very well, mate. Took the family out to the footy, I saw on social media. How'd you enjoy Magic Round?
Mate, it was fantastic. I went every day. Went with my daughter, took her on her first ever day at the footy today, and we had an absolute ball. It was a fantastic weekend.
Mate, do you get stopped by fans? Oh, you're the NRL physio, because, mate, you're all over social media at the moment. They must know who you are these days, wouldn't they?
Mate, thankfully, Pilot, you know, is getting my ugly melon in front of the screen a bit more often. So, yeah, I got spotted a few times. It's always nice.
Good on you, mate. Well, let's get into it. I think the big one out of the weekend is Tom Trbojevic. He battled through knee troubles in the loss to the Broncos. Des Hasler says he's going to be fine. Tom was interviewed after the game on Nine. He thinks he's going to be fine. But, I mean, we're not at medical experts. You are. It didn't look like he was at 100% on Friday night.
Yeah, I look, sitting in the stands and watching him off the ball, it's probably something that I don't often get, you know, access to watching from home. You kind of see how he's moving off the ball, and he definitely looked laboured. He looked like he was struggling. Now, Manly have sort of come out and said that it's just a cork. He copped a cork when he was denied a try early in the match. So, look, he's coming back off that MCL injury. He did come back very, very quickly. I haven't been able to go back and sort of look at the footage yet to see whether there's any suggestion of a cork there, but I look, you know, take Manly at their word for the moment, I guess, and then we're just going to have to see how this week plays out. But he definitely didn't look 100%.
No, he didn't, did he? And it's a big problem for Manly and Des Hasler. What about his brother Ben? He hurt his AC joint. What's going to happen there? Do you know?
He was in some pain, wasn't he?
Yeah, so he's been carrying that for a week or two. And yeah, look, AC joints, I mean, a bit like Payne Haas, you know, you can tend to play through them, needle them up. It's not too bad, but unfortunately, yeah, just copped a blow in the wrong spot. Managed to, you know, play through it to an extent. It does affect performance, obviously. But, yeah, look, it's going to depend how he pulls up this week. A bit like Haas, he could need a week off just to sort of let it settle down. But thankfully, it's only a pain management thing. So they just kind of have to get the pain under control.
Brian, what about Jerome Hughes? We saw him, he was out of the Melbourne Storm side, and that had a big effect on the way they played against the Panthers. He's got a calf injury. How careful has he got to be with this to make sure he doesn't sort of, you know, keep it there or aggravate it, I should say?
Yeah, 100%. Calves are just one of those things. They linger around. I call them the mosquito injury, you know, the buzzing mosquito that you just can't seem to get rid of. So Melbourne are pretty confident that he's going to be back next week and that it was just minor. But as I said, look, they just are notorious for kind of lingering around, and you get to about 90% right and then it just tightens up a little bit. So it wouldn't be surprising if he misses another week, you know, because it's kind of tightened up on him. But Melbourne at the moment are saying that he's looking good for next week.
And South Sydney, Jacob Host, he looked in agony when he went down with that dislocated shoulder. He'd only been out there for about a minute and a half. And how long's he off for?
Yeah, look, like, this is probably the biggest one of the weekend in terms of severity. I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You can tend to avoid surgery, you know, momentarily if you can do a bit of rehab and strengthen it up. Unfortunately, even if you strengthen it up well, there is an increased risk of further instability, which is dislocations, those kind of things. So he popped it out on the field, couldn't get it back in until he got off the field. I would more than likely say he's looking at surgery and his season over.
Oh, that's a big blow for Jacob Host and the Bunnies. And one last one, Brian. The Dragons for Josh Maguire. He was in his 250th game, but he didn't see much game time. He was sent to the sin bin and then he came off with a groin injury. How severe is this and how long is he looking at on the sidelines?
Yeah, groin injuries are really funny in that, yeah, sometimes if you completely tear your groin, you can actually kind of get back quicker than a partial tear of the groin, because the partial tear, if you keep sort of running on and it keeps pulling on that partial tear, and it can be quite uncomfortable, whereas a complete tear, it sort of hurts when it happens, but then you can kind of come back pretty quickly after that because the pain subsides. So, it could be as short as 2 or 3 weeks, or he could be looking at 6 to 8 weeks on the sideline. So, we'll just have to wait for scans to see what that comes back with.
All right, Brian. Great report. I'm glad you enjoyed Magic Round, mate. And it's there to stay in Brisbane for the next couple of years, which we're all on board with. It works at Suncorp Stadium, and we've still got one game to come. Let's hope all the players get through it unscathed. And we'll catch you next week.
Love it, guys. Talk to you then.
Well done, mate. Brian Seney, the NRL physio. And, of course, we do that for Pilot, the Pilot Medical Update. Men, level up your health with Pilot. Head to pilot.com.au.